Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Secret Sales Sauce Podcast, where we take business owners, CEOs, sales managers, and sales directors, six questions in 9 minutes, because if you don't give salespeople a time limit, they just won't shut up. So here we go. Question number one, in a couple of sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
I'm Lucas Barra. I run Radical Sales Coaching, and I coach entrepreneurs by giving them guidance and strategies to grow their sales.
Love it. Question number two, what's the best thing about being in sales?
You never know what's going to happen. It literally is like riding the biggest roller coaster in the world. And that's what keeps you going. And it's always about getting better, which is awesome.
Awesome. There. Question number three, what part of sales and prospecting do you find most challenging?
Cold calling, which is ironic because that's like my thing, but cold calling is definitely still one of the most challenging, is the most challenging thing in sales and doing that well.
Right. So basically top of the funnel, for lack of a better word.
Yeah. Top of the funnel is definitely the toughest part.
Awesome. There. Now that makes a lot of sense. Question number four, what other business owners, CEOs, sales managers, or directors that you know that would be a great guest for a Secret Sales Sauce Podcast?
That's a great, Luke Shankula. He runs a company that does Facebook ads. He's got a lot of great stuff to share on like Facebook sales and whatnot.
Perfect. Lucas, you are ahead of schedule. You got 7 minutes and 40 seconds left. Let's get to question number five and give everyone a sample of your secret sales sauce.
Sure. Yeah. Well, one part of my secret sauce is the follow-up. So whenever I'm prospecting on the phone or in person, what really makes a big difference for what I do and what I coach my clients on is what I call hypothesis-based selling. And so what that means is anytime you're going to see a prospect in person or whether you're calling them on the phone, one of the most important things that you got to do is have a hypothesis about what you need, because the difference between a good cold call and a bad cold call is often the value that you're bringing. And especially if you don't know somebody, you have to be able to make an educated guess. And why it's called a hypothesis is because you're making an educated guess about what you think this person needs. And a lot of people think if you make one cold call and somebody says that you're not interested, that you're done. And that's really is not the case. You're more so in the information gathering stage for finding out what that person really needs. So like, for example, if you say, I'm not interested, or I don't have time, and I don't have time for more leads, for example, and you hang up the phone on me, I have now found for the next time I'm reaching out to you, whether it's in person or on the phone, that you have a time problem. So next time I follow up, I'm going to lead with something that is about getting your time back. And that's why it's such a huge part of the secret sauce that I have, because I'm always adjusting that hypothesis. It's never staying the same. And that means on a daily basis for salespeople who are listening to this, you want to take the time on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, to be thinking about what are you bringing to your prospects in terms of value and best practices. Because if you're not thinking about that, then you're going to be winging it. And the more important thing is you don't want to spend time overanalyzing this hypothesis, because sometimes you do have to be able to get out there and just make the call. So the other key point of this, other than making the hypothesis, is be willing to make the hypothesis wrong. So in other words, if I call you, or I see you in person and my hypothesis about what I'm bringing to you is wrong, be willing to switch the conversation and lead with something else. Because once you're willing to be wrong and not be offended by that, then you can literally change the dynamic of the conversation. And that's huge, because when you're able to modify that, that means you're going to get into more conversations. Because that top of the funnel, that first 5 minutes of the call, especially if you're not referred to somebody or engaged with somebody, is the toughest part for all salespeople. And having that good value add and the willingness to kind of be wrong is really what makes the difference as far as that secret sauce.
Yeah, it does. Completely agree with you on that part there. You know, again, don't just say, hey, do you want to buy my stuff? They say no, hang up. I mean, keep following up a little bit there. I completely agree. Let's get to question number six.
Sure.
Most important question of the podcast, Lucas. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Yeah, my first sale was, so this was like right when I started my coaching business. I sold one of my best friends from high school. We were having a very casual conversation, and I was still like figuring out what my program was going to be. And he started telling me about like what he was doing, and we were just supposed to be getting dinner, but I had just been listening to Grant Cardone, and he'd been talking about just like going for a sale, and we started talking, and I recognized, hey, he probably needs what I have. And so I offered it to him, and it was a little bit awkward at first, because like I literally like day one, like my first ever real sale for myself, and it's like literally my best friend. And we eventually ironed it out, and it worked out. But I'll never forget that, because I was still like blown away that I actually made the sale, just because like I asked and had a conversation and figured out the rest later.
Right. Yeah. Figure out there and then get the stuff done. I love that there. So Lucas, you know, I have 2 minutes and 53 seconds left. Promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather, whatever you want. Go.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Well, so the reason that people need coaching, and I'm sure you're aware of this as well, is because as an entrepreneur, you don't have many people that you can lean on a consistent basis. Even when things are going well and being celebrated, we tend to be go, 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 go. What's next? What's next? What's next? And when things aren't going well, it's very easy to get on an island and nobody really knows, because you're your own boss. And that's where the guidance that a lot of my clients get, what really makes what I do different from a coaching standpoint, is it's personalized. So I talk to my clients anywhere from monthly to weekly. And what we talked about here briefly, follow-up, is like one aspect of what I coach my clients. I work with them on habits. I also work with them on how to generate referrals. So anything sales related, or I call it accountability related, helps them to develop those habits that make them great sales people and entrepreneurs. Ultimately, the end goal for anybody listening is to have sustainable sales when they're working with me, and be able to actually either A, grow themselves, or have their team be producing more, because you have so many sales people, entrepreneurs, who aren't salespeople by background, don't know how to train a sales team, don't know how to coach a sales team. And so that's where I will come in and work with them, either in person if they're in San Diego, or over a Zoom video conference like you and I are.
Right.
And help them create that personalized game plan to literally get them from zero, you know, I know nothing about sales, I literally just started my business, to, hey, I want to take this mid six figure business and get my people selling to the point where you have a sales manager and processes in place to do that. And I offer a consultation to anybody so they can get specific strategies and best practices from me, as far as like how to actually implement the hypothesis, some of the things that you can put in place for growing your business, and then have a game plan that you can actually execute on a consistent basis. So I want to invite everybody who's listening to this to schedule a consultation with me to get introduced to what I do, and we can see if there's a fit, because mutual fit is important and everybody needs a coach. Michael Jordan didn't win a championship until Phil Jackson came along. Tiger Woods, coach. If you look at anybody who's very successful at some point, and we're affected by a coach. And that's why I want to invite you all to learn about coaching.
Boom. Love it there. Perfect. You pulled off right on the nose. 6 questions in 9 minutes, because if you don't give salespeople a time limit, they won't shut up. Say your website real quick.
Sure. So website is www.radicalsalescoaching.com, and you can find a link to schedule a consultation there.
Perfect. There we go. Lucas, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
You're welcome. And everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the Secret Sales Sauce podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.